I mentioned last week the very first Ramban, and the Tzavim that points out that Nitzavim is a hemshech of Parshas Kisavai. There's an interesting Ramban in Pasuk Yud Ches, Perek Chav Tesek Bot Yiches. Again, we're not going to go into it right now, but he points out that when a person is unexposed to some kind of Yetzer Hara, and then become exposed to that Yetzer Hara in a very small way, then that person is at much greater danger of being drawn in to the Yetzer Hara in more significant amounts. From a contemporary psychological perspective, it's very interesting how we see that's pshat in the Sfoises HaRobas HaTzmeya, that if a person is unexposed to some kind of Iser, then has no defense towards that Iser, then the smallest exposure to the Iser then begins to expand very quickly. So, not saying that people should expose themselves to Iserim, but it means that you have to have greater zehiros and have to have a greater awareness of the human nature. Tzarechi, and why the Rebbeinu Shel made human nature that way. It's interesting to think about, but for another time. Then the Ramban, one of the famous Rambans, and Hanisteros LaShem Elokeinu. Hanisteros LaShem Elokeinu. This is where Rashi points out that it's a reference to Arvus. Just again, just to point out a Ha'or in the Ramban. That's very timely. The Ramban says that Hanisteros LaShem Elokeinu, the Medrash says that it's those averus that Klal Yisrael is not... doesn't appreciate that other parts of Klal Yisrael are doing. V'dati, says the Ramban, b'derech ha'pshat, ken nistorois, heimach ha'toam ha'nistorim in ha'osim osam. Those are the ha'toam that the chote is not aware of. Ha'toam ha'nistorim in ha'osim osam. Shki has given an example from David HaMelech. Ministerois na'keni. And the story is Lashem Levadohem. Ein Lonu Ben Oven Asher Chota. Amal Aniglois, Shem Has Adonis. And the story is Lashem Elokeinu. Why is that so timely? Because Rabbi Shevel points out that in Yom Kippur, we say, And the story is Van Niglos Atoyedeya. Es Hagluyim Lonu Kibar Amarnum. V'es she'enom geluyim lanu lefonechem geluyim v'yiduim she'nemar hanisteros la'Hashem elokeinu v'nigloyis lanu b'neinu. So the Bali HaTfilah, maybe the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, I'm not sure if they were formulated this particular phrase, but they certainly in sync exactly with this Ramban. Exactly, that's the pasuk. There are very hagluyim lanu kvar amarnu. We said vidui v'she'enum gluyim lanu lefanelchem gluyim v'yiduim. Question is, why does it have to bother mentioning it? Such the Ramban says, when that will respond, the story is Hashem elokeinu. What's the point of the pasuk? But, and Niglois, those that are revealed to us, we have to take responsibility for. And Nistaros, for those that are not revealed to us. Shem Elokeinu. And Niglois, Sheheim Hazidonos, Lonul Baneinu, Anoilam, we have to worry about the Tshuva. Shekach Kibalnu, goes from generation to generation. what's the point of mentioning Hanisteroiz Lashem Alekeinu? Not sure.
It makes sense, like, if you go to the doctor.
Yeah.
So you say, like, my arm is hurting, so can you fix that? But also, if there's anything else that's wrong, can you do that as well?
No, if it's so part of a bakosha.
You're despite not knowing it. So you still need Hashem to clean you up.
Yeah, but Lu Yitzur, it would be something that would never, ever impact upon you. So then you wouldn't say to the doctor, why give me bad news? Right? He only is saying to the doctor, there's something there which later is going to come to haunt me if you don't deal with it now. If having a vera is unknown to me. But Lachar, what you're saying is correct. Lachar, you're saying is correct that this is an idea which the Ramban has in other places, beginning by Yikra, that chait in of itself creates a mechitza between the person and the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's how the Ramban understands the Yin of Shoigeg. Usually we understand the Yin of Shoigeg that we're held responsible for Shoigeg because Shoigeg, there is an element of negligence in having a Shoigeg. But the Ramban holds that the reason we need kapara for Shoigeg is because even a chait b'Shoigeg creates a mechitza. It's a yesod in the Ramban's thinking. We usually look at a chait as something that is a form of rebellion against the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So you see from this Ramban that it's broader than that. Then there's the Ramban that's well discussed this time of year. Vishavta an Hashem Alekecha. Pasuk says, V'hoyu ki yavoyu olecho kol advor mo'ele, ha'brocha v'aklola, shenosati lefonecho, v'hashay voisa el levovecho, v'chol ha'goyim, asher idachacho Hashem Alekecha, asher idachacho Hashem Alekecha shomo, v'shavta an Hashem Alekecha, ha'vashay voisa el levovecho means that you will be attentive to it. That's a separate inyan. Pay attention. As we discussed last week, Chavitz Chaim's understanding, that's the first part of tshuva. And then, v'shavta Hashem lechidu tshuva, v'shamato b'koyloi. G'chol asher nechi mitzabcha yoyim. V'shav Hashem lekech shvuscha, k'sh baruch hu will return us and do kibbutz golyas. Imiyani d'achob k'sei Hashemayim, kibbutz golyas. Mehevi acha Hashem lekecha, kibbutz golyas. Umol Hashem lekechas levavcha, v'yes levav zarecha, lezarecha, la'avos Hashem lekecha, b'chol levavcha nafshu, l'man chayecha. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu will prepare us. He'll help us out. V'nosan Hashem lekecha, az kol ha'olay say, l'al yivecha v'asinecha, shiradufucha. Yata soshov mishamata b'kol Hashem lekecha. So we have v'shivoisa elavavecha hiruvei tshuva v'shavta l'chayrus tshuva. Then we have kibbutz golyas. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us with that yiras shemayim. And then yata toshuv, and then you'll do tshuva again. No, I have to say, Yoni.
Is there significance to the fact that the Torah uses the Lashon Imal, like Lashon Gila?
Yeah, the Lachar means to cut away some of the things that are, you know, it's a preparatory step in tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not do tshuva for us. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu will takes away some of the, cuts away some of the klipas. That's what the Ramban says. This is where the Ribbono Shel Olam says what Chazal say later on. Habol etar misayinoy say. Right, that v'shavta. First, the Ramban says, what's the first v'shavta? Shetoshav el Hashem b'chol levav v'chol nafshcha utekabel olecha v'albanecha So what's tshuva? Kabbalah. Kabbalah is love. Kasher osu b'gu'ula sheinis. This one line of the Ramban now gives a tremendous context to Shivas Tzion, Nehemiah and Ezra. Because in Nehemiah and Ezra, so we do a, there's a Shtar Amona, there's a Maimed, where we are mekabel upon ourselves, mitzvahs. Right? Ezra brought us together. He demanded that we have a Kabbalah on mitzvahs, demanded that we get rid of the Nashim Nachriyos, demanded that we are Shemir Shabbos. In fact, that Maimon took place on Rosh Hashanah. When we say, L'chu ichlu mashmanim u'shesu mamtakim ki ched bas Hashem imu'uzchem. So that's referring, that's a pasuk from Ezra, from Nehemiah. Because that was the Maimon of Rosh Hashanah. Ezra and Sitzel, we all come together. And then we had a Maimon of Kabbalah's Kabbalah's Omal Chushamayim. And the Navi says that we were entirely bereft. We had the guilt of the Averis that we had done. And again, we were not, it wasn't the top group that came back with Ezra. It wasn't the top Jews that came back with Ezra. They obviously came back with their non-Jewish wives, and they weren't observant of Shabbos. So the guilt and the Bechi of Klal Yisrael at that time, Ezra describes. So Ezra responds to them by saying, it's Rosh Hashanah, he did Shuva, L'chu Echlu Mashman V'Shlu Mamtakim, Ki Ched Vas Hashem Yimuzchem. So the Ramban says, that whole Maimon, that was enacting this Pasuk, that after we come back to Eretz Yisrael, so then there has to be a Kabbalah's all mitzvahs again. We'll have another Maimon where we'll have Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. The Ramban, along the lines that we learned last week, Ulefi dati, no, sorry, Kedechsev ubom ba'olo b'shvua. That's the pasuk in Nehemiah. All right, the Ramban says al pisod has to do with Gilgal Neshamas. For another time, Umol Hashem lekech levavcha, habol etar misayin oisay, mavticha cha shetoshuv elov v'chol levavchol v'hu yazor oischa. Tavtoch and Baruch will help us. What's the Ramban saying? It is not. Ramban is not a mitzvah. This is where the Ramban takes issue with the Rambam. Whether is tshuva a mitzvah or not. So the Rambam says tshuva, no mitzvah of tshuva. He's doing mitzvahs. You have to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kabbalah's not mitzvahs, it's not tshuva. Vishavta and Hashem lekecha, that's not a mitzvah. Shabbat Hashem Lekecha is a Havtocha, is a Bracha. That's the Yisraelistic Machloikas amongst the Rishonim. There's a Machloikas amongst the Achronim, it's the West Shittas of Rambam. It's usually referred to as the Machloikas between the Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch and the Avodas HaMelech. The Melech was Rav Nachman Karkovsky. Whether the Tshuva is a Mitzvah or a Chesed. I'm sure you heard these Shurim over the years. So this goes back to the Machlekes Rambam Ramban. In Rambam is Efshus a Mitzvah. In Ramban, it's not a Mitzvah, it's a Chesed. It doesn't mean being a Mitzvah is not Laufuki a Chesed, but it's a different way of looking at it. According to Rambam, we're engaged in the Mitzvah of a Mitzvah saved doing Tshuva, with specific Gedorim. According to Ramban, the Mitzvah of Tshuva is doing Mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Chesed, that he gives us Mechilon, Zdoinois, Nasis, Kishkogois. So according to Ramban, this is Havtocha. Habol Atar Messiah. Then, again, just to point out, this is a very, very much discussed Ramban. The Ramban says, V'nirim and Aksuvim, ki mizman avriya. In other words, the Ramban is bothered by what Yoni pointed out. What do you mean, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to help us do mitzvahs? Mitzvahs is our nisayin. So, Pashtus, it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu will remove some of the yitzrei hara, make it a little bit easier for us. Like by Yisheni yitzrei hara, Kodesh Baruch Hu removed the yitzrei hara of Avodah Zarah. So says the Ramban, very difficult Ramban. Ki mizman abriya, from the time of creation, ha'isav rishus bi'ado odom la'asoyis kirtsoynoi tzadik oi rosha. V'chol zaman ha'teira kein, from the time of Briya till Geula. Kidei she'ilem z'chus b'v'chirasam b'toy v'oynish b'tzoysam ira. So that, we have b'chira, so that we would be zoycha in schar, and that we will be held responsible. It'll become natural to us. Have no interest in Yisurin. And that's what Yoni was pointing out. That's the mamish. Cut it out. Cut it away. Ki achemda va'ataiva orlo l'leiv. Brings rayas from Psukim. Why is this Ramban so difficult? Go ahead.
Is that the real Bechira?
Right. It's another than Zel Bechira. So does that mean that we're Moshe Mashiach? No Bechira, no Schar, no Oynish. So that's what is often understood to be a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, Machlekes Rav and Ramban. That Shmuel says, Oilam kimin hogoi noyeg. Rambam says, Oilam kimin hogoi noyeg. Limoisa Mashiach, there will be a Torah, there will be Bechira, there will be Schar Voynish. Different darga. Rambam says, in Cheshuva refers to living in a different kind of a life. The Ramban, it seems to say otherwise, and the Ramban is very, very hard to understand. What does it mean? That means that the whole enterprise of Torah changes with Moshe Mashiach. So there's a lot that's been discussed. Usually, Mefarshim squeak out of it and say the Ramban means it'll be like a 90%. Now it's a 50-50. Moshe Mashiach, it'll be overwhelmingly, but there'll still be a Bechir, a Raya, an Arishan also lived. He said we'll go back to the time of Arishan. Arishan was Nichshal. So it'll be overwhelmingly in the favor of doing mitzvahs. But Tzorochi and Godel, the Lashon Ramban is Tzorochi. Let's just go back now to the Tama Mitzvah Zos. When it says the Mitzvah Zos, Ramban says that when referring to Kol HaTorah Kula, it's Kol HaMitzvah. HaMitzvah Zos, Al HaTshuva Nizkeres, Ki Vashei Voisa, Vishavta, Mitzvah, Sheyitzava oisonu lasis kain, v'nemra b'loshin habeinoyni lirmois behavtocha. Ki osid adover li yois kain. So that's what, again, raises the question whether, what's pshat in the Ramban? Is the Ramban saying that the first Rashi Voisa was a havtocha, but now it's a mitzvah, and it's both a mitzvah with a havtocha? This is discussed very much amongst the Achrayim. Again, it's usually seen as a machloikas since it's a Rambam. In Ramban, so you have this ambiguity that has to be explained. Now I'm going to point out one more aura. In the Ramban, yeah, fantastic ha'ara in Lamed Aleph Yud Ches. the next parak. Again, just making, just pointing to that these are all points of the Ramban that are very much discussed. I don't have clarity on these things that you have to think about. It's a fantastic idea in the Ramban. One of the questions that has to be explained in Parshas Vayelech says in Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'chora api b'yoyim ahu, v'azavtim istarti panai mehem. V'hoye lechol u'mutsu urois rabbis v'tzoris. V'omer b'yoyim ahu, haloi alki ein elo kave kirbi mitsuuni urois ela. Alright, so it looks good. Because Baruch Hu is angry at us, hester upon him, and then v'omer will do tshuva. Hello, ki al kain, we realize why things are not good. And I will do hester upon him. So why is there hester upon him if we're already doing tshuva? Why is there another mention of hester upon him? So look at this Ramban. Mamash speaks to Art Kufa. Number one, Einenu Vidoy Gomer, Ki Inyan Visadu is Avonam. So this is not yet Vidoy. To say we're suffering because the Gezbroch is not Pekirbenu, that's the his error for Shuvah. Not Shuvah yet. V'noichi haster haster pam acheres ki bavur shehiru yisrael b'libam ki chotu leilokim v'al ki ein elokeyem b'kirbam mitzom roi se'ela ho yiroi leroi chazdei Hashem sheyazreim v'yatzileim shekvar kofru b'avodah zarah. It would make sense that after this is Ayurus, her hero Chuva Belibam, Kadosh Baruch Hu Lerayv Chaz, they would say, okay, we would call in modern language, in is Arua del Tata, time for, and is Arua del Leila. Lerayv Chaz de Hashem. V'lechein Omar, ki al kein, harag de l'shosu b'vtech b'avarizara. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says, avarizara doesn't work that way. Because avarizara, doesn't hester upon him doesn't abate right away. But now look at the lashon. Loi ki mastir ponim harishon. Shehistir pnei rachamov umitzoum ro'os rabos v'tzeros. Rak shiyu behester pnei ha-geula. V'yamdu b'avtochas pnei rachamov. Look at Ramban's pointing out. Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'chora api b'yemu, V'azavtim, I will leave them. V'starti panai mehem. And they'll be vulnerable to all sorts of terrible different V'omar, and then they'll be Yerei Tshuva. V'nochi haster astir panai b'yemahu al kol hara asher asa, because they serve the Avodah Zarah. Right, that's the first. So the Ramban, but the first hester upon him is the hester upon him that leaves us vulnerable and brings upon us the terrible tzaras. Loikim master ponim harishon hister ponim pnei rachmav umutzom rois rabbis v'tzoris. It's not hester ponim that leaves us vulnerable and we have as a result the pogroms, the crusades, and the Shoah. Hester Pene Geula. It'll be the slowing down of the Geula. It's a different kind of Hester Ponim. First Hester Ponim leaves us, means entirely unprotected. The second Hester Ponim doesn't leave us that I'll hide from them. Astir Panay B'yemahu. It's not the same kind of thing. V'hoya lechul mutzu rois rabbis. Hester Pnei Geula. Lani is daiti. Beir Ramban is it was a Hester Ponim of the Shoah. Completely, we felt completely cast aside by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Astir Panay B'hem V'hoya lechul. And we were totally vulnerable at the mercy of every nation, rois, rabbis, v'tzoris. To the point that we say, halal ki al kein ein elokav kirbi mitzuni rois v'ele. But then he says, all right, once they're here in tshuva, because Baruch Hu will move things along, and then there'll be Hester Pnei Geula. Hester Pnei Geula, Lanias Daiti, is the slow movement of redemption. That was where there is a Hester, there is Gilui upon him, and there's Hester upon him. The fact that on one hand we're not, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're not living in times of Hester upon him like the Shoah. There are very substantial times of Hester upon him, terrorist attack. And Eretz Yisrael is the moments of Hester upon him, times of Hester upon him. It's not the same kind of thing by any means. It's different. But the Geulas, it's a Hester upon him in Geula. We're on a route, right? Back to Eretz Yisrael, Kibbutz Golias, the revival of Eretz Yisrael. It's clear that we're Kibbutz Geula, but it's clear it's not happening. Bang, 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 bang. It's not happening b'chipazim. And again, hopefully we will look back at this kufa and say it happened b'chipazim. But while it's happening, we don't see it happening b'chipazim. V'akshiyya hester p'nei ha-geula. So those are the kinds of psukim and the kinds of oras the Ramban. Right, ad sheyusifu al acharvot and iskeres vidoy gomer utshuva shleima kemoish nizke lemalo v'shavta shomekecha. Just like in the previous parshas Nitzavim, there was tshuva, there was kibbutz golias, there was more tshuva. Look at the psukim. V'hoi ki yavo lecha kol dvar me'ela. There'll be hirei tshuva v'shavta. There'll be tshuva. Then kibbutz golias. Pasuk dalet kibbutz golias. Pasuk hei kibbutz golias. Pasuk vav habol letar misayin oisai. Pasuk Zayin already, that's Kol Olos Ha'ela Alo Yivecho V'Alshinecha Asher V'Dofucha. We'll see an entire reversal. V'Atos Soshuv, then we'll do Tshuva Gemura. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu finishes up the Geulah Ki Yoshuv Hashem Lasus Alecho L'Toyv Kesher Sos Alo Yisech. G'vali Rabban. And Mamas, we see it. We see Kibbutz Golias. That's the second, that's a Hester Ponim, which is waiting for the Tshuva Gemara. Good. But let's begin the next sugya. Now, Rishab is going to go over some of these Rambans and get a better handle. good. So the first mission of the Perek Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis Kol HaBosar Osur Levashel B'Cholov Chutz Mipsar Dogim V'Chagovim V'Osur Lehalois Im HaGvina Al HaShulchan Chutz Mibosar Dogim V'Chagovim. Alright? Then the next Mishnah Ha'oiv Oyle im agvina ala shulchan veine nechal de rebe shamai. They said, Loimim, loy oyle veloy nechal. That was our Mishnah. Or Rabbi Yezi, zumikuli be shamai, mechum be silo. Beis a shulchan omru, beis a shulchan de be silo say, loy oyle veloy nechal, be shulchan shoichel olav. Avo be shulchan she soider olav is a tavshil, noy sein ze be tzadze be ze ve eino yechoshe. Right. Next. The Gemara says, "Who's the Tana?" The Mishnah. Good. Kamash Malon. Then it's Rabbi Yosi. Kala Oimer Dovi B'Shem Amar Meivi Geula La'Olam. Then the Mishnah says, "And Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis." All right. So far, Isil Halis Al Shulchan Echad, Al Shulchan Shoyech Lalav. Kuv Zainam and Beis. The Mishnah says, Tzair Odom Boser Ugvina Bimitpachas Achas Ubilvad Shelo Yu Noigin Ze Bo Ze. Where it says, Bechi Noigeya Ze Bo Ze Mayhave. Soinin Bitsoininu. Omer Abai need the clip loy boy adocha mi loy boy. So here's a Gemara has a chiddush over here. How would you formulate the chiddush over here? In Tzoyer Odom Bosur Gvina Mepachas Ubilvash Li Noigin Zebo Ze. What's the din? Halach Lamaith the Gedin. Then? So what's the halacha? Mutter also.
It depends if it's
Mishnah or from what we do.
From the Gemara, from the Mishnah Gemara. Mutter also.
Sounds like mutter
if.
What's
that?
No, the Gemara doesn't say anything about that. It just says
Soyer Adam Bosag Vina Ubilvad Shaloyu Noigan Zemazah. Right? And it says, Osir. It's also to have tzoinen ben tzoinen touch each other. Vosu v'cholov. Gemara says, what's the big deal? Just wash it off. Right? Tzoinen tzoinenu. Amar bai, nehi de klipa leibaya. Hadocha mila. Gemara says, what's the big deal? Tzoinen ben tzoinen. The Gemara says, yeah, you still need hadocha. Right? And because you need hadocha, therefore, it's also to put them in a situation where they could be negez ebuzeh. Halacha l'maisa, are you allowed to put basar b'cholov, cheese and meat together in a bag together? So you'll say, I'll wash it later on. So the mission says, no, osur. You can't. You cannot be soymech on washing. You cannot put them together. Like the chiddush of the Mishnah. Seir Odom Bosak Vinu Bolvad Shaloyin. So Gemara says, what's the big deal? V'chinei Geya. So what do you have to wrap them separately? and the frum stores. When you go, when you're on the, they train the people who pack the bags to pack bosom v'cholov separately. Right? Even if it's, even though they're all in, they're all wrapped. It's based on this din. But the din is that if they would not be wrapped, so you can't say, don't worry about it, I'll wash them later on. So that's and that's why the Ritva points out that from here you have a halacha, halacha lamasa. Exactly what's halacha lamasa, we'll have to look in a little more carefully. But the Ritva points out, why is it also Shema Yivshe Lo Yediach? Because maybe you won't rinse them up. Umistavra Davke B'mini Da Ochli Inish B'lo Yadocha. So the halacha lamasa. What is the halacha lamasa? In towns where, where they don't have a kosher fish market. So the rabbanim tell the balabatim, you go to a regular fish market. You make sure that if you're buying a fish, that they show you that the scales are still on, so you know it's a kosher fish. Then you bring your own knife. You bring your own paper. Give the paper to the guy behind the counter. Whatever you do, put it on the paper, you put it on the scale with your paper, you wash the knife, use my knife. All right, that's the common approach when there isn't a kosher fish store. All right, now, what would happen if the fish guy would use his own knife? So you don't know, that knife may have cut shrimp. I don't know what it cut before. So therefore you have to wash the fish. So this Mishnah is saying, L'chari, the Mishnah is saying is that you cannot be soymech l'chadchila and say, use your knife and I'll wash. Why can't you say, I'll wash it later on? No. So that's what this Mishnah is saying, that Chazal established a chashash shema yivsha v'lo yidcha. Now the Ritva is a chiddush. Shetzorach iyan if we soymech in this chiddush ladina. The Ritva's chiddush is that mistaber that this din de rabbanon that this mission is pointing out is only by things that we don't normally wash. Avol masha'ein dina la'ochle b'lei adocha kegoin boser chai tzorer ve'enei nimna. However, let's say you have raw meat. Can you put raw meat next to cheese? So the Ritva says, no one does anything with raw meat without washing it first. Then nothing. Afraid that it has whatever. So since you won't do anything with this without docha, the Ritva is a chiddush. The chanchila, you can be soymech that shela yivsha v'la yidcha. So tzarachian, if we have to look into this more. Halacha, I assume halacha lamaisa, we are not samech on this ritva. Lakula. But let's leave it for right now, because you're not prepared to discuss it. And I have to look into it more myself. Good. So let's go back to what you did prepare. Gemara says, that's the din. Seir odom vasa gvinu atachas. So we have two halachas. Halacha number one is that they shouldn't be on the table together, right? And then they shouldn't be on the table. If it's a table that you are eating on, you should not have meat and milk on the table at the same time when you're eating. Halacha number one. If it's the counter that you're arranging the food on, so we wouldn't do it in our own homes, but mitzad din is mutar. What about in a when you're packing them, it's not on a table that you're eating, not on the table that you're misader, but you're packing them the mitpachas, maybe in the fridge. So Gemara says another din that they're allowed to be on the same in the same bag. They can be in the same shelf in the fridge as long as they're not negei zeh bozeh. Good. Rav Shimon Galil Oimer. Shnei achsen noin oichlin al shulchan echod. ze bosim ze gevinam ve ein choyishishin. Gemara says, doesn't this go against the very first Mishnah? The very first Mishnah, you can't have basar v'chol on the same table. So now Rav Shmuel says, well, he's chaylik. Shnei achsan non oichlan al shulchan echon. What's Rav Shmuel's chiddush of you? If I was, we just said you can't be mal al shulchan echon. So I sit down to eat. Another guy wants to come and eat at my table. I said, sorry, I said, Din the Rabbanon, first mission to call Boser. You want to have meat? Not on my table. Got to eat at a different time. So Rav Shmuel says, Oichlan Shulchan Echad, Ze Boser Ze Gevina, Ven Choshen. So what happened to the first and second mission of the Perek? Shnei Achsan Shulchan Echad, Omer Abchanan Barami, Omer Shmuel, Lo Yishonu, Elo She'ein Makirin Ze Ase. Ava Makirin Ze Ase, Oser. So, what's Rav Chanan saying? Ein makirin zeh zeh. That was so. That's so. Then I'm allowed to put in the same table. That's against the first Mishnah. Tanya Nami Yochi. This chiluk that Rav Chanan said, that Shmuel said, Zabraisa. The same Rav Shimon Gamliel. Shneach sendom shnez archu lepundak echad. Zeb omen atzofim, zeb omen adorim. They don't know each other, right? Different places. Oimer said zeb bo machasi chosay, zeb bo begvinosay. Oichlen al shulchan echad, zeb bosev zeb gvina. Ein choishim. So lechayra, that is with Shmuel's ha'or in the Mishnah. That you should know, if Shimon Gamliel's din, Shnei Achsanon was Zeb Bo Mitzom, Zeb Bo Midorim. But if they know each other, so then what? Then they are Nizer in the din of the first Mishnah. And then there's a separate din. The Lo Yosru, Gemara goes weiter. Elibit Tfisa Achas. Tfisa Achas Al Gadaitach. Mara says they only asked it if it was in one tfisa. Right? What's one tfisa? Was that?
Zone of reach.
Within the tfisa achas solka daitach. El kain tfisa achas. What's kain tfisa achas? Kain tfisa achas, so 2 days in Tosfos. Right? What are the 2 days? No.
If you have a hacker, then it's fine. If you and the other one said that even if you recognize the gap, but if you recognize the gap, the hacker's not doing it.
So what are the 2 days?
A hacker works if you recognize the guy, and if you don't recognize the guy,
it's only Osir if Makirin. If it's not Makirin, it's not Osir. So what is Tfisa Achas according to that second day? With 2 days of Tfisa Achas. Did Elazar may say correctly in terms of hacker? Tosfos did not use the word hacker. No? What are the 2 days of Tosfos? Effie? So that's Makirin or not Makirin?
That would be Makirin.
So if it's Makirin and Tfisachas.
If it's within the second day?
Yeah.
So if it's Makirin, then I don't think he's addressing the distance between the people. If they're at the same table.
Right.
And even with the hacker, even if they're distant from each other, it's still the answer.
So what's Tfisa Achas? In the second day,
like addressing the quality of the relationship between the two people.
So if the Makirin and Tfisa Achas, then it's Osir. makirin and not tfisa achas, then it's mutter. That's the second day. No, how did you learn? Anybody learn differently? That it's not the heker. Good. So let's get to work. So first of all, what's the what is the reason? So again, you understand we have to figure out. Now we have to understand how do we look at the whole din over here of ein malin oifu gvina l'shulchan biyachad. Having Mishnah says ein malin biyachad. Then we have a Mishnah that says malin biyachad. No, ein malin biyachad two mishnayos. That ein malin biyachad, and then the Mishnah says, but if there are two guys and they don't know each other, then malin biyachad. So is it a machloekes tanoim? Is it all one din? What happened in the Isur of malin in malin biyachad? And then so you have to understand how do you understand the two mishnayos? Is Rav Shimon Gamliel being choylik in the whole first Mishnah? Is he saying Malin is okay? It's only when you have two people there. What kind of a svar would it be? That's question number one. Number two is, what is this din of Tzfisa Achas? What are the 2 days of Tosfos? So first, let's go back to be Magdir the first din. Go back to the Mishnah. And Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. So go back to the beginning. There's a din that we can't have Basar B'cholov on the same table. On a table that we're eating on. What's the reason why it's Asar? To have Basar on the same table? Was that? They may come what? May come to eat the Basar together. What does Rashi say? Last Rashi in Kuv Gimel Amud Beis. The last Rashi says, "Dilma osi lemechlinu ki adodi." Maybe we'll come to eat it together. No, but then Rashi's marvich and says, "The kondoge ubole me adodi." Because the meat and milk might touch each other. And then they may absorb one from the other. Yafa gab shemut yilechul boser achar gvina kinermina b'gmar. What's Rashi adding in? Yafa gab shemut yilechul boser achar gvina kinermina b'gmar. Dilma osi lemechlinu ki adoni. Why? The konogi ubale meyadodi. What did Rashi say? The konogi ubale meyadodi. Rashi on Kuv Dalit Amud Beis. B'shulchan she'oichel alav, the memash meshe beyoda, osi lasnuche ze al gabe ze. Right, on the Mishnah. Kuv Dalet Amud Beis. Mishnah seems to be saying the same thing. V'shulchan she'oichel olav. So what does Rashi say? Da'aydi d'mimash m'shei bei yoda. Since you're eating it with your hands. Osi lasnuche zel gabe zeh. What happened to simply saying, maybe you'll eat them together, no? Kuv Gilman Beis. Okay. Look at the Ran. When the Ran explains this Mishnah, the Ran was machaben to Elazar Meir. Said it the same way Elazar Meir said it. What's the riff? Says the Ran, Dilma osin lemechlinu ba'ade yadadi. The way everybody learns it, right? Maybe you'll come to your boss v'chol together. No, maybe you'll come to them together. Good. Why is Rashi doing somersaults over here? Saying, well, you're going to move it, so you may move one on top of the other. Why is Rashi doing a pretzel over here? You have meat and milk on the table. Oh, so they may come to touch each other. Oh, come to touch each other. You're not going to do adoch on it. You're not going to run to the sink. You're going to end up eating it. You'll have tzayne v'tzayne. Extended our no, what would you say? So I should have put this in the Marma Komos. There's look at what the Rishash points out. Sorry I didn't put in the Marma Komos. Also Lalis and Magvina. L'chayra yipola madua shavik lishna decholov. The Pasach Bay. Well, Gam Kain, Lishon de Kro. The Nochat, Hoch and Gevina. All right? I don't know if we would have noticed it without the Rishash. Opening Mishnah the Perek. Kol Abbasar, also the Vashal Bechola. Also, Lahalois, Ima Gevina. On the Shulchan. Also, Lahalois, Mechola. No, it's Lachar Meduik in the Mishnah. Why is the Mishnah switch from milk to cheese? Velule de Mistafina, a yisi oimer, the bedavkin knock at Gevina, the iluchol of shu knows li, it's a liquid, vein malin, I say a libachli, lehave ke ain't fisa achas del kamon. It's never going to be in the same situation as tfisa achas of kuvzan and beis. Vachain, ha de tani agra, well, in this next week, Mirz Hashem, necholin vapikorin, we'll discuss that. They're also Gevina. Lefi de necheles v'yadayim. Hu de daikinan mina. Habasar loy. Anud boni tilsi yadayim. Avol cholov da yidei kli. Afilu babasar loy boni tilsi yadayim. We're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. But what the Rishash is pointing out, L'chora, that is what Rashi is being medayik on. The Rishash was pointing out, why is it that it says Gevina? It should be Cholov. That's what the Mishnah opened up with. So apparently Rashi was sensitive to that to this Ha'or of the Rishash. And that's why Rashi says that L'chorvam, there's a reason, L'chorvam Rashi being Medayik, had milk on the table at the same time as having meat, that's not Osir, Rashi would say. Dil Mosul L'chinu Ki Adodi, over here, why are we worried about it? Right? We're not worried if a person can have meat and milk, have milk in the middle of his meat sandwich. What are we worried about? That you're going to have cheese. Cheese is not of a keli. Cheese is without a keli. Doesn't need a keli. And we're afraid that the cheese and the meat are going to end up getting pushed together. Even though that maybe the guy is just planning his meal out. It's going to have cheese, have a little meat later on. Gemara says that you can do it if you have if you wash your hands in between. We'll discuss it. All right. So l'chora, if you can have one after the other, so l'chora says that's what he's doing. I'm not afraid they're going to have a mamish at the same time. I can have my if apparently Rashi's saying, I'm not sure, but I'm suggesting, Rashi's saying, if Chazal allowed a person to have meat right after milk or cheese, so why were they so nervous that I'm going to have it at the same on the table? I'm not sure if it's a kasha, but maybe that's what he's saying. But what's clear in Rashi is that Rashi is the chashash. This din de Rabbanon is a din de Rabbanon. It's the same din de Rabbanon as we learn in Andaf Kuvzai Meveis. It's a chashash that maybe they'll touch each other. And if they touch each other, then you'll end up having Bosa B'chol of Itzayin together. That's L'chomer where Rashi says on Kuf Dal Amud Beis, once again, it says Ha'oif Oil Magvina. So we learned it like the Ran. Don't get so nervous because you're not eating now. If you're eating, you have to be choishesh. You'll eat them together. That's the Ran. The Derech HaMelech is the Ran. Right? That's how we all assume. Because also to have meat and milk at the same table, you may come to eat them together. Good. Awesome. You saw the Ramban and the Ritva, why are we only asking meat and milk? Why are we asking tarfus on the table? Right? If I have a non-Jewish co-worker eating at my table, I have to work it out that I can't have my food when he's having his tarfus. So we say no. That's the Ramban and the Ritva. Lebedile. Chazal, we're not concerned that we'd make a mistake on something that we never ever have. But on something that we commonly have, they were afraid. What was the chashash? So again, Pashas of Iran. Pashas of Iran, you may come to eat it together. According to Iran, Serachion, first Mishnah says, can't have on the same table. Next Mishnah says, can't have on the table, Sha'ochalalab. Next Mishnah says, that you can't have it in the same package. Next Mishnah says, it can happen at the same table, as long as when you're eating with somebody else. My pleasure, Advar. According to Rashi, first Mishnah says that you can't have cheese and meat on the table, because since the cheese is not in a keli, you may end, like the Rosh Hashanah says, they may end up touching each other. Next Mishnah says we have to be choishesh that you are going to move the food around and losnuchi zolgabizeh, not that you're going to have a cheese and meat sandwich, but there'll be nogi zebazeh. So once again, it's givina, it's not cholov. You're not going to end up putting your meat on top of the cholov. But once again, givina, nogi zebazeh. But it's only stuff that you might move around. Why? It's all the same chashash. Now, then Rashi says, when it comes to Shnei Achsanoin, that's not the same din. Shnei Noigin Zebazeh. For carrot. Rashi apparently is saying, if I have my food, you have your food, why should they be noigin zebazeh? That's a different chashash, a different din. It also says gevina. But that probably because since we began with gevina, finishing with gevina. It's halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, the achronim discuss whether this din, I'm not sure if it's in the maybe in the darkhi, whether this din, a malin ala shulchan applies to milk, or only applies to, like the Rosh Hashanah says, or only applies to meat. I feel boser chay v'osa leis ala shulchan she'ochlov givina shleyovei la'ochlom v'yachad. So the mechaver paskins like the Ran. I think some of the Achronim point out that this L'chor is a Machlekes Ran Rashi. Good. Now, Right, that's talking that way. So we paskin against this Rashi. But l'chor, that's why Rashi is being medayik. L'chor, Rashi would hold that if the milk is in some kind of a keli, like the Rashash says. Yeah. Rashi wanted to be correct.
And how, so that it's not saying vid that you're cautious for this also and taking the other case, you're just stating that you're cautious for both opinions.
Well, Lachor, once you see this Rashash, then Lachor, the Rashi, and this certainly helps us understand there's a difference between the, according to Rashi, between the Shnei Achsanon. It's a different din. That's not a Chashash of Noigin Zebuze. That's a different din. There Rashi says, the din of Shnei Achsanon, Ein Locho Sheyoichel Zem Yishal Chaveiro. According to Rashi, it's a different din. Shnei Achsanon, it's a different din. They were afraid maybe they'll come and eat together. So according to Rashi, we have at least clarity in the, when there's Shnei Achsanon, so I'm not worried Shnoigin Zebuze, with different food. However, I am worried about Sheyoichel, that we may, and that do we have to be choishes that we're going to eat from each other. But according to the Ran, which is the Derech HaMelech, which is what we paskin, Sahadu Kush L'Duchta. All of a sudden, why is it that Shnei Achsanon is a... we're more Megal. Hour number two is, if you look carefully in the Tosas, Tosas did not use the word Heker. The Rajba and the... the Rajba and maybe the Ran use the word heker. But Tosis uses the lashon of hefsik. Tosis sounds like it has to be some kind of barrier in between. The in Lechaira, there's from the, certainly from the poskim, they raise that question. Where did the, according to Tosis, why would anybody say heker? Heck, it means different tablecloths. Tosis talks about having a something that's mafsik in between.
It doesn't necessarily mean mafsik of like physical barrier. It means mafsik means to stop you from doing what you.
Why would you say that if you didn't? If you saw the Rashba, you'd say. But why would you say Tosis says it should be a barrier?
18-foot wall. Like, what do you need? You need something to stop.
Pitcher or a loaf of bread.
Chometz and Pesach. You need to have a barrier between the chometz. You have to have a mechitza between you and chometz and Pesach. Lebedilim and Shemine. You can't just have a heker. You can't just have a sign. Chometz. Again, the Chachmei Sfar Shulchan Aruch passes heker. The Ramah clearly says heker. So, you have to look at the Sugya and Shabbos. Daf Yud Gimel. The Yud Gimel and Aleph. So please prepare the Sugya Yud Gimel and Aleph. The Vilna Gaon is the one who points out that our Shulchan Aruch is heavily based on that sugya. To put all of this together, Mishnah Sunday will discuss the details of the sugya and some galumdas in the sugya. Then we can, no, we can still make it downstairs. I mean, you can't then even make it downstairs.
Possibly say that maybe the reason my Tulsa says you need that physical barrier.
Actually, not so much.